Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I just showed Hokie the highlight of Florida's 7'9" center comes off the bench. Well, he hardly ever plays.
Olivier Rioux.
He had his first field goal last night. 7'9". Did you see the highlights, Limits?
No, I did not see him score, but he is legitimately the size of a door frame.
Hokie, what do you make of this? Would a 7'9" guy be able to play football at all? Like maybe block a field goal,
but you know, can he get down low like that? How flexible is he? There's no way he could play O-line. I think at 7'9", you would have a very challenging time getting leverage. Right. You think about a James Harrison.
Or Mount McCullers.
Think about like a James Harrison going against a guy like this 7'9" guy, and it would be a clinic. Harrison would get him and lift him. He would just press him.
If you're 6'9", which is probably the tallest
player in NFL history. Well, Alvin Nueva, right? Alvin Nueva, 6'9".
You're giving up a foot to this guy.
And it's still challenging. You've got to be very, very technically sound because if for you to get low, you're going against D linemen, D ends who play with leverage. And if you're not low and you get underneath these guys, I always taught my boys who played football, you know, Lincoln going to Pitt, that if your crown of your helmet's above the chin of the offensive guy, you're too high. You want to keep your crown underneath the chin of the offensive
Same thing
player.
In basketball with boxing out, is it not?
Low man wins. Low man and of course leverage, right? You have an inside position and all that, but absolutely low man wins. You can root somebody out, but as a defensive player, if your helmet is above the chin, the crown of your helmet is above the chin of the offensive blocker, you're not going to get any, you're not going to do anything. You're going to get knocked. You're going to get blocked.
Chris Hoke, Super Bowl champion, has entered the studio. He's brought to you by Globe Airport Parking.
Globe. They did me good again last week, Starkey.
What happened?
I flew out west right after the show, actually Thursday night, and went to their place there in Moon and at Globe Airport Parking, and man, it was incredible. Right, I got there, jumped right on the shuttle. In less than 10 minutes, I was at the airport, and I was running tight, too, because I had to move my flight up because my flight at 6:30 was delayed, and so I moved my flight up on Southwest to 4:30. And my guy just flew. He got me there. He hustled me there, dropped me off.
So what happens? Give me the mechanics of
the mechanics
situation.
Of what?
You park, and then what happens?
Well, yeah, I park, and usually they're waiting for you. If you can call and set an appointment, just let them know you're coming. And you walk in, you give them your keys, you go.
That's a beautiful
Bro,
thing.
Here's the crazy thing. So I got home Sunday night about 11:30 at night. Okay? Remember, it snowed over the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Come to the airport. I walk right out to the terminal. They're there waiting for me. I called them, and I landed. And then they take me back to their place there in Moon, which is less than 10 minutes away. My car is running. My seat warmers are on, heater's on, and it's warm. So if I boarded, parked at the airport, I'd walk into a cold car. I'd have to scrape my windows. It was clean. And listen, it was warm. I jumped in, whew, took off. I was out of there within 30 seconds. I got my bags, threw them in the back, and then went home.
Holy ostrich milk.
No, it's awesome.
Right there.
It's awesome, man. Tim Ada does a great job. The owner of the place is incredible. And
I know
and
him.
They've been, you know Tim?
Yeah.
You don't know him. You're just saying that.
Yes, I do. His daughters went to the same elementary school as mine. I coached both his daughters in basketball.
Well, of course you did.
Emily and Olivia.
Yeah, and he's great. And so it's a wonderful place to put your car.
He also plays golf, I might add.
Does he play golf?
Yeah.
And it's like, is he better than you?
Yes, but everybody is.
No, except for me. No, but I'll just say this real quick. We can move on. But I just think that I never tapped into that until they started sponsoring the show. Now I won't stop. I'll always go there because it's so efficient. And I love the fact, you know, I used to always park at the airport and I'd go to my car after many storms. I'd have to scrape my windows. My hands would be freezing because I had to walk all the way almost to the gas station to get to my car, you know, and extended parking. And then it'd take forever to warm up. Man, I showed up at the doggone place on Sunday night late. Stark, it was running. It was warm. My seats were warm. And I jumped in. My windows were scraped. I was off and running.
I love it. And I love the fact that you and Tyler Kennedy had a nice chat here as he went out.
Tyler's awesome, man. Great guy.
As I mentioned, both of you have experienced celebrations, parades in downtown.
Incredible. And I mean, I don't know how many people were there, but it seemed like there was hundreds of thousands of people.
There were.
Downtown for the Steelers.
You were there where they passed around Palomalu.
Oh,
remember that?
It was awesome.
He body surfed.
I remember one time we were in this truck and some dude, he was a guy that like, I think he worked at PNC Park and I think he worked at Heinz Field and Oxford Stadium. And he was the guy that threw, you know, he always throw Cracker Jacks and he throw peanuts and throw them across. You know, he was the guy that sold all that stuff, walking up and down the steps. And yeah. Anyways, he jumps in the back of our truck with no shirt on. Dude, it's like 10 degrees outside. And this guy's like, what is he doing in the back? We were laughing so hard. But it was such a great time, man. You know, you win the Super Bowl, you come back, the fans are there. It was incrinculent.
At least incrinculent.
Maybe
and so,
more.
And so and so is this, Hokie. The Steelers have won two in a row. And that might have been their best performance of the season, whatever we think of the Dolphins. That was a command performance.
That was a big time performance. I mean, the Dolphins were bad.
Yeah,
let's be honest. From midway through the second quarter on, the Dolphins were really bad, and it looked to me like they just wanted to get out of there. And the Steelers pressed on them, and were able to do whatever they want. You know, it was kind of fun to watch what teams do to the Steelers in the second half. The Steelers do that to the Dolphins, right? A lot of times, the momentum's in the opponent's favor.
Yeah.
And they're riding that wave. The Steelers were riding that wave. They were flying to the football. They were making plays. The Dolphins were making mistakes. Typically, what we're seeing, because the Steelers, I think, 10 or 11 times this year, they've gone into the halftime with the lead. And then they come out and they've lost it a lot of times. And the momentum has shifted. And in this game, they maintained the momentum and really applied the pressure.
Are they reminding you at all of your 05 team that lost a big game and then came back and got hot and started to win?
You know, yes and no. Yes and no. I mean, listen, we had a young team there with a young quarterback, right? With young Ben. We had the top-rated defense in the NFL. We had an incredible defense. We just had a lot of injuries. Guys came back, and we started playing better football. But, you know, we hit rock bottom. And in one sense, 2 weeks ago, the Steelers team hit rock bottom.
Yes, they did.
I mean, people were yelling fire Tomlin. People were, you know, hating on the team. I think people were rooting. There were people in this town rooting for the Steelers to lose to get a top draft pick. I mean, it got bad. And now all of a sudden, it's like I was thinking this morning, everybody's loving them right now. Everybody's loving on them. It's so interesting how things change so quickly after two wins. Let's see what they do up in Detroit when they go against a formidable foe. I think these Detroit Lions are going to be tough.
Offensively, for sure. Their defense is just decimated.
Well, last week, I watched the game, you know, against the Rams and broke that down. And the Rams are a juggernaut. Right now, the Rams are playing as good as anybody in the NFL.
Tell me what you saw from we know what the Lions do offensively. Yeah. We know all their players.
Sure.
They're great and talented. What is the state of their defense? Because their entire secondary is out. What did you see?
Well, I just said, listen, defense? The reality is when your secondary's down, right, your defensive line struggles to get to the quarterback because they don't make the quarterback hold on to the ball very long. You've got to be tied together, Stark, when you're playing defense. Your back end has to be able to cover, long enough to allow your defensive line to get there. And your defensive line has to be able to get there quick enough to be able to give your secondary a chance so they don't have to cover for 8 seconds. I'm exaggerating, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they've got to work together. But if one of them's lacking in pass rush, it puts a lot of strain, a lot of weight on the defensive backfield. And if your defensive backfield can't cover, look at what happened in the Flacco. Who would Flacco play for? Flacco's with the Bengals.
Yeah.
Remember the first Bengals game?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think where he was. He's been to so many teams. So Flacco with the Bengals. I mean, the DBs, they couldn't break the rhythm at all. And the Steelers had zero pressure, maybe one pressure the whole game, no sacks. But then the next game, they got impressed. They got impressed, the receivers. Threw off the timing. Made Flacco hold on to the ball. Guess what? Sacks. Pressures. Quarterback hits. So they got to be tied together. And if one's lacking, the other one is going to struggle. And this the Lions game, they just couldn't get pressure on the quarterback. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson, outside of him, they really don't have any pass rushers. I mean, they'll have a guy get a sack here like popcorn. But really, Aiden Hutchinson's their guy. And so if he's not getting pressure, if he's getting doubled, he's not getting there every time, it puts a lot of stress on those backups. And I think that they're going to struggle the rest of the year until they get guys back.
Well, that's what makes this a very winnable game. Maybe they can outgun them. Plus, this defense, you mentioned your 05 team got guys back. They've made some nice moves to admit their mistakes and move on. And now you take this defense and you add Derek Harmon, James Pierre.
Isn't it crazy?
And potentially TJ Watt.
I've been hearing a lot, Derek Harmon. Yes, I the running defense is much, much better. He's a rookie. How often do we hear, oh man, Derek Harmon's back? We never say that about a rookie.
Yeah.
But Derek Harmon's impact, even though he's not having a tremendous impact in terms of making splash plays, tackles for a loss, a lot of tackles, right? He has gotten some pressure, but not a ton of pressure, but he's holding the point. And he's able to take on blockers and allow the linebackers to flow. And that's where they've got to improve. Hopefully Derek can do that, because they have given up some grass in the running game, even though they did well this last week against Achane. As I say, Achane, I get it wrong all the time. But they still did a good job against him when he was coming in, one of the best rushing running backs in the NFL, only to 60 plus yards, which is nothing, right? And so they did a good job, but they've got to be able to hold the point a little bit better at the line of scrimmage.
Well, he can help. And then there's the TJ Watt situation and wondering when he's going to come back. But the first thing, Hokie, and it's perfect that you're here today, I want to ask you some questions about this. Did you know of dry needling? I guess James Harrison said that people used to do it way back when. Did you ever do it?
I had known that people were doing it. And it's something that people have done for a long time. I mean, listen, you're always trying to find that edge. You're trying to find a way. I mean, football is a very brutal sport. It's violent. It's physical. It's demanding on your body. And so you're spending all week trying to rehab, trying to recover, or if you're not hurt, trying to maintain. And so you're doing anything and everything that's legal, which needling is legal, to get better, to recover. And so, you know, unfortunately, this is a huge, huge unfortunate thing for the Steelers, for TJ Watt. I mean, for something like this to happen on a Tuesday and then him end up in the hospital and have surgery, it's tragic in my mind, right? And I'm sure it was accidental. Nobody knows the details, but the reality is that this does not happen very often.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Well, let me ask you this. When you played, would the Steelers allow guys to bring their own people into the building to have procedures done? Or was it always team people who did it in the building?
No, the guys would bring their guys in.
And they'd let them come in?
Especially, you know, I mean, not especially. It would happen from time to time. It wasn't like a regular thing, but guys would come in, maybe like on a day off. Like a Tuesday?
Yeah, I'll say, right? Hey, I want to bring my acupuncture guy.
Or Friday
guy.
Afternoon when practice over at 1, like on their own time, not during team time.
Right.
On their own time, right? So I don't know if the Steelers knew half the time that they were bringing their own guys in, right? Who knows where he was in the facility? Was he back in the player lounge? Was he, where was he? Was he in, no, I don't know.
Did they ever have their own people do the dry needling? Like what's...
I've never seen a Steelers staff do something like that.
So I mean, your best guess...
They do more of the traditional stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Your best guess was that this was probably TJ's own guy?
Well, let me be very clear. I don't know
who
did it.
Yeah.
Let me be very clear about that. I don't know the details surrounding it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was his own guy. It's just not something that I knew. When I was played, for 11 years I've been in that training room, I've never seen a Steelers training staff member do any kind of needling, do any kind of acupuncture. They do the traditional physical therapy. The other stuff, if you want to do it, you can go do it, but they're not going to stand behind those kind of things.
What did you think could, because Harrison told Jeremy Fowler in 2015, way back when, that a handful of guys used to do it. What was your opinion when you would see it being done or knew it was being done?
Well, I knew it being done. Listen, guys would get together throughout the week. There'd be like little gatherings at people's homes. I know like when people would have like Thursday night football night games or Monday night, they would gather at a player's home and they'd fly someone in who was really good at it. And then guys would come in and out, filtering in and out of that home, and they'd get dry needling or they'd get acupuncture or they'd get some kind of massages or whatever it is, right? Somebody had a really good connection to someone who did those things.
Why didn't you do it?
I wanted to be home with my wife and kids. I probably would have been better off doing those things. I just didn't. Plus, a lot of times that stuff happened in the city or in Shadyside, you know, at people's homes.
Yeah.
I live in the north. It'd be a 35-40 minute drive for me. I had kids at home. I had a wife, and that's where my priorities. Once I left the facility, my first job started.
Yeah.
Was being a father and a husband. And so I'd go home, and that's where my priority was. Now, if I had something really serious, then I'd go. I remember doing it a couple times, right? I talked to the guys, and they have me come down, and I'd do it. But
do what?
I wasn't a regular. Acupuncture or a special massage or something. Nothing that would be considered illegal, right? It was just stuff.
So not the dry needling then?
I don't think dry needling is illegal, though.
No, but did you do it?
I do not think so. I do not remember, but I'm 99.9% positive I never did it.
Man, I'd be like that, scared.
Well, you know, I mean, listen, the reality is that I don't think anybody's scared about it until that happened. I don't think people really, I would be willing to bet that most people that do it would not realize that something like this could happen.
Yeah.
Right? So, but yes, I mean, people are always trying to find, you talk to players who spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year because they make millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Right.
And it's an investment in their body. One of the greatest investments you can make is in your own body, is in your own education. And so that's what players did. And I know guys that got massages regularly, I mean, every Friday after practice or a couple times a week or whatever it was, depending how much you played, and invested in those things because they were looking for any kind of winning edge they could get.
It's good stuff, Hokie. That's an interesting world that, you know, I don't think people know a lot about. I didn't even know the term until this story came about.
No, it's unfortunate, man. Listen, the reality is that you never expect for like something to happen, especially to you, right? You never expect it happening to you. And, you know, we hope that TJ Watt comes back quickly, right? They need him.
Yeah.
They need his leadership. They need his playmaking. And in the stretch, man, you need, it's going to come down to when it's good on good, you just need one play.
Here's another guy I want to talk about because it felt like last year for sure he was hurting by the end of the year, Cam Hayward, and it's felt other years like he's, you know, just not perfectly right for the playoffs. He seems healthy. He seems to be getting better, and he was dominant the other night. What do you think of him right now?
I think he's playing good football. Listen, I think he's been playing good football all year, but here's the facts. Look at the other guys around him. They're not bad players, but they're not great players. So they're not demanding as much attention. So, okay, we're going to double-team Cam, and we're going to single-team the other guys. Think about that for a minute. It's tough to beat. I mean, Superman has a tough time beating double teams. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever seen him go against those three guys? What do you call those guys? Spog or...
Who are they, Limits?
It was a girl and two men.
Limits is on the phone again.
Limits is always on the phone. But anyways...
Every time I look at him, he's
Superman
on the
has
phone.
A tough time beating a double team, and it's tough. You know, Cam's been seeing a lot of double teams this year.
Yeah.
And pass and run. And don't single team him because he has a great pass rush. He has a great arm over, but what he does best, he plays with leverage. Gets his hands, they're long arms. Gets his hands on a guard, and he's able to get extension. And the guard doesn't have long enough arms to grab him. And Cam just walks him right back to the quarterback.
I just can't believe he still does this.
His technique's impeccable.
You look and he's 20 yards down the field like he was when he was 23. I mean,
he can't go as many plays as he used to, right? I mean, he'd have to take a little break after that, but the guy's still he's a motor. And hopefully the younger guys, Yaya, Derek Harmon, Keanu Benton, Logan Lee, are watching him because if you want to play in the league as long as he has, do what he does.
Did you hear the Dolphins offensive lineman talking to him after the game?
I've asked those questions before. Yeah. I remember asking that question to Kevin Mawai. Remember Kevin Mawai, the All-Pro, the Hall of Fame center?
Yeah.
I remember after playing them one game, I asked him.
What'd you say?
I just asked him, you know, what can I do to improve? Because it's not only the game, but they watch film on you all week. Right? That year I was starting at nose tackle in 04.
What'd he say?
He has talked to me about, I'm trying to remember exactly what he said, but I remember asking him and he was talking about leverage. He was talking about this pad level and talking about angles. It was interesting. But a guy that's been there, done that guy. Don't ask him during the game because he's going to tell you something that you know that'll get you beat.
For people who don't know, whoever the Dolphin, who was the young guard who was going up against him, whoever it was, went up to Cam after the game. And they shook hands. He said, "Hey, you know, what can I do better?"
That's
Cam was very gracious with his answer.
Yeah, Cam's a gracious guy, and that's very professional, right? I mean, it's a young guy just reaching for the ceiling, and Cam helping him out because, like I said, it's not just the game, the 60 minutes you play against him; it's the film prep throughout the week. You're watching the guy. You're watching his stance. You're watching, is he giving away anything? How does he play leverage? How does he use his hands? How does he use his feet? How does he finish plays? You're watching all these things as you watch the film, and so you see weaknesses.
Did you guys ever find out as a defense or even as an individual during a week, like a straight-out tell that someone would make for run or pass where you had a big advantage?
Sure. I mean, listen.
What would a tell look like?
Well, I'll give you an example. I mean, this one's a simple one, right? When you're like an offense, look at a running back when he's in sidecar, they call it, right? Or offset on a quarterback and shotgun. A lot of times, if that running back is even with the quarterback or in front of the quarterback, you're thinking, I'm playing pass. Mm. If he's behind the quarterback, offset to his left or right, you're thinking run because then you have the angle, right? Because then you're thinking, okay, he's going to hand the ball off. So you're taking those kind of keys. Right, you're taking a key where when the quarterback's under center and the running back's in the backfield, but offset left or right, you're thinking, okay, this is probably going to be a pass. But if he's back at home, we call it dot back. You're thinking, okay, I'm playing run here. It's little things like that. Or you're watching an offensive guard, and you're watching his stance. And does he give away whether he's pulling or whether he's firing off the ball? Does he give that away? A lot of times, too, then when you get on in the game, you know, what kind of signals are they giving? Are they yelling out calls that you're familiar with when you know the double team's coming or the block back's coming? Are the guards pulling? Right? There's little things that we don't just show up on Sunday or a Monday night and play. There's a lot of prep. There's a lot of preparation. You know, we get a game plan sheet. Coach Mitchell used to always give us, and he used to always say, "Guys, it doesn't matter what I know. What matters is what I can get you to learn and remember." And so we'd go on the field and tendencies, right? And they come out near eye, like the Jacksonville Jaguars. They love to run the counter power row where they would double down. They'd lead the fullback on the outside linebacker, and then bring the backside guard around and run up in the hole up on the linebacker. And so I knew as a nose tackle, when they came out near eye, which is the fullback offset to the tight end side and the running back at home right behind the quarterback, you knew that like 12, they ran that set 12 times over their three-game breakdown or 18 times. It was like 16 out of 18 times they ran the power row. So you play the block back, right? Little things like that in preparation. And so I'm talking about a globally in terms of a team.
Yeah.
In terms of a player, you break it down. Okay, now it's pass rush. Is this guy good at passing off games? Like when you saw McCormick gave up a sack in this game. That's tough because it was the backside tackle. It was an inside twist, TT game. And the backside tackle away from him crossed Frazier's face, hit McCormick in the hip. The guard that made that all happen, I mean, the defensive tackle that made that happen was the tackle over McCormick because he engaged McCormick. He had his attention. And then all of a sudden that guard came from the backside, the tackle, hit his hip. McCormick didn't even see him coming. Ricocheted upfield, made the sack, right? And so it's little things like that. Are they good at passing off stunts? Is he good? So little details you can give someone, hey, listen, maybe look inside a little quicker here. Or maybe when you have this, you know, and that's called being a professional. I hope I wasn't too long-winded with all of that.
No, that was that was great. And it leads into my next question, which is how much of what Aaron Rodgers is doing right now is beating teams with his brain?
There's no question. Remember that touchdown throw that he threw to the DK?
Yes.
I was at the game, and I was sitting about, I don't know, about the 45-yard line. And you watched, he gave a little signal to DK. I didn't catch it, but I just saw him give a little something. DK comes in that in cut, and I'll tell you what, that ball was thrown, if it was thrown 1 second too late, it would have been picked off.
Yeah.
And it was a perfect, you know, just, and he's just so good. Like the guy is a coach on the field. He's seen so much. Actually, you know, I think at times because of his in-helmet perspective, he might know a little bit better because he's lived it. He's done it. He's seen it over and over and over again. So he knows what to expect when they come out in certain coverages. Hey, they're going to run this. This is what works. He's been well coached over the years, and then he's played at a high level. So he does things that, a guy like Tua, he could dream about doing. You know, even guys on the Steelers roster, even other guys that have been here in the past, he's a been there, done that guy who's seen so much.
Well, when you have that and still a golden arm,
yeah,
that's a pretty
and
good
combo. He's holding everybody accountable.
Yeah.
Right? And so everybody elevates their game because they don't want to be showing up. They don't want him to yell at them on national television, right? And I think that was part of the struggle until a couple weeks ago when they started playing Adam Thielen and MVS. He knows those guys are going to be where they're supposed to be, even though he's not throwing them the ball. I think part of the struggle of this offense up until a couple weeks ago was trust. Are these young fellows going to be where they're supposed to be? Am I going to be able to throw the ball over the middle of the field, which he's doing really well right now, which 3 weeks ago everybody's complaining about no middle of the field, but now he is because the guys he's throwing it to, he trusts they're going to be there. Trust is a big thing for a quarterback.
This is good stuff. Hokie's in fuego today. Would you agree, Limits?
Incredible.
He's seeing the keys. He's on top of his game. Yeah.
Being able to hear some of the stuff just around the line of scrimmage and how you break it down, Hokie, plus the dry needling stuff, too, I thought was pretty fascinating.
Fascinating stuff. Let's talk more about the game coming up next against the Lions. And I have a bunch of questions for Hokie and a couple left over from last week's game. Chris Hoke with us until the top of the hour in studio. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's talk a little bit about football and basketball. Let's start with NBA today. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge, is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. Steph Curry back for the Warriors, some guaranteed points usually. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Starkey to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 plus, present, Pennsylvania. First online, real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Chris Hoke joining me here to the top of the hour in studio. Dr. Hokenstein, we like to call him. The Assisted Goals Foundation is helping keep kids in hockey. Join us December 27th and 28th at the RMU Island Sports Center Garden Rink during the Nutcracker Tournament for an equipment sale. Shop discounted used gear from 11 to 4 each day. Sale proceeds help support annual scholarships. Thanks to partners Play It Again Sports, Cranberry Township, the Assisted Goals Foundation, helping keep kids in hockey. Tell you another guy who's really impressing me these days, and that is Patrick Queen, Chris. Mm-hmm. He played through an injury clearly against his old team and helped them win. And then I thought he played one of his best games against Miami. He made a huge play on third down. some violent hitting. He really appears to have come on as like one of the heartbeats of the defense. What are you seeing?
I think he's making plays. I think that he does much better when the D linemen are keeping him clean. Right? He's a smaller, fast guy. He's not like Malik, number 50.
Harrison, yeah.
Yeah, Malik Harrison. He's a thumper. You know, PQ's more of a guy who likes to fly to the football, keep him clean, he'll make plays for you. And on that third down play that you're referencing, he was unblocked. Double team came down on the D tackle. He was able to shoot the gap, which he's supposed to do. Inside linebackers are taught to shoot the gap when a defensive tackle gets doubled, and made a huge play on third down. That was big.
How do you see this game going, Hokie? What's your prediction?
Already?
Yeah, man, we're coming down to the wire here.
Yeah,
we're on a two-minute drive.
I think it's going to be a tough football game. Listen, if over the last 10 weeks, the Lions have one lost, one lost, one lost. I mean, they're very inconsistent. Haven't won back-to-back games in over 10 weeks. So I look at this. They lost last week against the Rams. So to me, it looks like this is a week they're at home. This is a must-win for them. If they lose this game, they might be on the outside looking in. They control their destiny still.
Do they?
Yeah, but if they, I believe so. I mean, I'm fairly confident.
Yeah, they have
confident.
To win out. Yep.
But if they lose, then they need help. That's the worst position to be in. You know, you love kneecaps. You call them kneecaps, right?
Dan Campbell,
great coach. He's going to have them ready. They're a very physical team, and so I think a lot of things are trending in favor for the Lions in this game.
Man, I'll tell you right now, they are on the outside looking in by something like two games. They have to win out. They're in the eighth spot.
Mm-hmm.
They're 8-6, and Green Bay holds the seventh spot at 9-4-1. They're two back in the loss column. They simply have to win out, or they're almost 100% cooked, because they're probably not catching the Niners, certainly not the Seahawks, and then Tampa Bay's in,
whoever wins that division.
Yeah.
Every game now moving forward is a playoff game for them.
Yeah. Now let's look at the AFC, Hokie.
Okay.
Steelers appear to be getting hot. It's only two games at the moment. Here's the problem. Everybody is hot in the AFC who's in the playoff picture. I know the Patriots lost a game, but they've won 11 of 12. The Ravens are 6-2 in their last eight. The Jags have won 5 in a row. The Texans, 6 in a row. The Broncos, 11 in a row. The Chargers, all these teams are hotter than the Steelers even.
Yeah. And the Steelers have only won two games in a row.
Right.
Right? And they're 8-6. And who would have thought that we'd be 8-6 right now after going, we were 6-6, right? And we were just, we bombed. And so you're looking at this right now, think, okay, all of these teams are hot. But those teams are hot. They've got to have a loss. If I was at one of those teams, I'd want a loss here in the next few weeks just to reset, right? If you go into the playoffs and you're on a 12-game winning streak and you really don't face a lot of adversity, when you win, Starkey, and it masks a lot of weaknesses. You can say, oh, but we won. Oh, but we won. When you lose, you open up your eyes a little bit.
Ben said he'd be way more of a believer if they beat the Lions. Do you fall in that category?
Yes, I agree with that. In the Lions' home, in a must win, I think they got an uphill battle here. I think there's some headwinds in this game against the Lions.
If the Steelers win the division, and they're in really good position to do so, their prospective opponents right now, the realistic ones.
The Chargers, right?
Chargers, Bills, Jags, or Texans. Chargers, Bills, Jags, or Texans. What's the best matchup for the Steelers?
Chargers.
Why?
I think it's hard. I think because they have so many injuries. Mm. I think they have the benefit of already playing them once, film to watch how they can improve.
Yeah.
The Chargers are going to have to come here. Bills, the Chargers are coming from L.A. too, where they're not a cold weather team. That gives Steelers an advantage, right? Aaron Rodgers, playing in Green Bay for all those years, knows how to thrive in cold weather. And so that's a big, big, big plus for the Steelers. You don't want to play Buffalo. Aaron Rodgers can – I mean,
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen can take over a game in a blink of an eye. You can be down 21-0 like they were last week to the Patriots and come steaming back and win. And so you look at it right now and think, hey, I don't want to play the Bills. The Jags, okay, they're good, but do they scare me? No. Texans, they got a lights-out defense, but their offense, to me, is above average. Doesn't scare me. So I think of all those teams, I'd rather play the Chargers.
If you had to pick right now, which team's coming out of the AFC, if you had to bet?
Buffalo Bills.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with you.
Holy ostrich milk.
It's going to be
when
Buffalo.
When you have Josh Allen, I just think he's the, if he's not the best quarterback in the NFL, he's second best. He could take over a game at any time. He can run the ball. He can throw the ball. He gets hot. He's a competitor. He's got all the weapons around him. And then you got James Cook, who can cook. You got a lot of weapons there. Defensively, I think that they can be better, but I think that they will improve. Come playoff time, though, can they score points? And they can score points inside and outside in bad in the bad elements.
How about the Denver Broncos if they play at home?
I think they're 1 year away. I think they're 1 year away. I think the Denver Broncos, I think they're a really, really good team. I don't fear them like I fear the Buffalo Bills.
Interesting. And you're on that same page, huh, Limits?
I am, and it's a page that I was on at the very beginning of the season. I thought that the Bills were going to go to the Super Bowl, actually, against the Lions. I thought would be the matchup, and wow. I'm sticking with
I think
Buffalo.
People still think the Lions still got a shot.
I still do. But, I mean, it's an uphill battle right now for them. The most likely situation for them is probably the Bears, who are right now the 2 seed, and they'll play in the final game of the year to be able to beat out Chicago. But they're hot and are well-coached.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting year. I think that it's open there. I mean, the Bears, who ever thought the Bears would be the 2 seed?
Oh, man.
Or the Broncos, the 1 seed, with the Patriots right behind them.
I know. And the Patriots, who would have thought this big turnaround? I think the Patriots, you're scratching the surface how they're good they're going to be. People want to play for Vrabel. And so they're going to get some of the best free agents out there too, because he's a guy's guy. Kind of like how Tomlin gets some of the best free agents too.
Yeah.
If they want him, the Steelers want him.
Am I right about this, O Limitless Wonder? If the Steelers lose in Detroit and the Ravens win at home against the Patriots, then no matter what happens the following week, the division's coming down to this final game?
I believe so, yes.
That's not a good enough answer.
Okay, I'll further confirm.
Baltimore's tough at home.
I know.
And we'll see. They're very consistent, but I'll tell you, you can never count out the Ravens. They're a physical bunch.
I know. That's why this game, if the Steelers win this game and then go into Cleveland and win, all it'll take is the Ravens losing one of the next two. And I think the Ravens will lose in Green Bay.
Here's my worry about the Lions game this weekend.
Yeah.
I just saw a notification on my phone a little while ago that they signed Jeremiah Moon to the active roster.
Steelers did.
Yes. Yeah. Which tells me that Herbig's not doing well. They don't anticipate Herbig playing in this game.
Is that more about, okay, Herbig than
right?
Watt?
So you have Watt out. You have Herbig out. You have Sawyer.
You're right about that.
Right. So now pressure on the quarterback, pass rush. Cam Hayward's got to step up. Cam Benton's got to step up because they're not going to let Alex Highsmith get to the quarterback. So that opposite guy, I don't think Jeremiah Moon's going to be the guy who's going to take over a game. I don't think Sawyer's the guy who's going to take over the game. Now you're saying, okay, usually in a situation in a game like this, you want to take away the run, right? Because they have a really good run game with Gibbs, and we want to make Goff throw the ball. If you can't get to Goff, Goff's going to die. Would you watch that game last week against the Rams?
Yeah.
I mean, Williams and
St.
Brown.
Yeah.
These two are legit. I mean, Williams has 936 yards, and St. Brown has 1,140 yards. And that Gibbs has struggled the last few games. He's only averaging a little over 3 yards a carry the last few games, but he is a bona fide running back.
He can
score on any play. And if the Steelers can't get pressure, Goff's going to pick them apart. They're one of the best teams in the NFL in terms of not turning the ball over. They only have... But this year alone, I mean, think about this for a minute here, Starkey. They have only lost 3 fumbles all year, and they have the fewest turnovers of any team in the NFL with only 8 this
well,
season.
Maybe if there's a team who can turn them over, it's
the Steelers. But they're showing after 14 games, they've only turned the ball over 8 times. If the Steelers can't get pressure on the quarterback, they're not going to force Goff to put the ball where he doesn't want to put it.
Do you think Watt will play?
If he wasn't at practice yesterday... Could he show up and play? I think the Steelers are going to play a long game here. Why would you force him to play in this game when you still have a chance at winning the division, you still have a chance at playoffs? You want to think about, we need him in January.
And Joe, you're right. If Baltimore wins 1 or 2 games, the Cleveland game does not matter for the Steelers. It will trigger that final game. In the effect that the Steelers lose to Detroit and Baltimore beats either New England or beats Green Bay, then it will trigger that final game. And the Cleveland game will basically...
The Steelers have to lose a game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, if they lose to Detroit.
Yeah. Limits, you should have jumped on the Jeremiah Moon signing.
Bad
as
Moon
one
Rising.
That's significant because he's
I had
right.
it in my headline, yeah.
I mean, is it more about her big or what? I don't know.
Well, the thing with her big, I mean, he's a guy that he can make a big play in any moment. He only had a half sack less than T.J. Watt this year, right? He's right up there with TFLs. He made plays. He had a couple big plays in this game. If you don't have his playmaking ability, his ability to put pressure on the quarterback and sack Goff, who is not a – he's not a guy who's going to elude the pass rush. But if you don't put pressure on him, he's going to pick us apart.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to pick them apart. That's what I think is going to happen here.
I think there's opportunity there. Listen, if they can – they have experience with a bona fide outside rusher with Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
They've done a good job against Myles Garrett largely over the last several years. If they can employ the same kind of strategy and scheme to shut down Aiden Hutchinson, I think they can have a lot of success.
Well, this is the last question of the day then, and I meant to ask you this earlier, and my apologies to myself. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. 75% chance of rain and a high of 55. Joey Porter Sr., low of 29. Marc-Andre Fleury, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Where did Dylan Cook come from? What did you think of his technique, his performance?
I thought he played great. I thought
what's happening here?
Well, he's an athlete, right? And so athletes usually do well at former tight ends, former. That's why people think that Darnell Washington would be so good at tackle, right? Because good footwork, you're an athlete. And Dylan Cook used to be a quarterback. And so he's an athlete. So he lines up there. Let's see how he does in a passing game. He did really, really well, though, this last week. And he's a lot for the Steelers to be encouraged about.
He'll start. And he should start moving forward if this goes well, right?
I think he starts. I think you still put Pete in there, a guy with experience. Listen, there's still experience that's much more valuable. When you start getting into December ball and January ball, you want a guy in there that's been there, done that guy. But Cook has made himself some money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.